Hey, to whoever may need this nugget of encouragement, things will be alright, so quit your worry. I get it, the odds can stack back against the wall, but even consider it such, know you'll stand tall. Sat and watch from the sidelines one too many times. Wicked games to play make me want to lose my mind. Found solitude knowing it'll be over.
Hello everyone, welcome to CEO Talk. This is the woman's journey, right? This is where we do interviews to discuss a woman's career path or their entrepreneur experience, right? I am your host, Jaysa King, on this segment of the Just Jaysa platform. That is where we have all of the amazing podcasts that I bring to you on either a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or a Saturday within a month. We will be discussing, again, the entrepreneur world, a stay-at-home mom's experience going from a career to being at home, or just a woman with an amazing story. Every Wednesday at 12 p.m. right here on all of your favorite podcast platforms, or check me out on YouTube with a full video. You can also find our past episodes on our website at audacityofwomen.com. If you enjoy these amazing women's stories, make sure you hit the subscribe button, like this video, comment your inspiration, but most importantly, turn on your notifications so you don't miss any of the future interviews. Now, let's jump into this amazing CEO talk for the week. All right, guys. Hi, it is Jaysa. We are here with Just Jaysa. As you know, every Wednesday I come on and we try to do a CEO talk. That is where we do an amazing interview with an awesome woman that either has a journey to share or a business, a skill, something that'll help us progress as a people, guys. We need to know about the amazing things that are going on in our world. So our first one for April is the amazing Raina. She is a podcast producer. She's going to give us amazing tips on how to start your podcast, ways to keep engagement. We're going to talk about the intricacies of just understanding how to progress in the podcast world. Of course, I'll ask a few more questions that kind of tie into our topics, but without further ado, I will give her the floor to introduce herself. Please tell us who you are, what you do, and let's jump into it.
Awesome. Thanks, Jaysa. Hi, it's Raina Rokicki here. I'm a podcast coach, podcast producer for Rad Women Entrepreneurs. I'm all about elevating women, getting their stories out, and helping them make their lives a little bit easier so we can progress. And I'm sure you guys can all relate in that space. So I'm really excited to be here. I've been in the podcast space for a little over 3 years. I'm a wife. I'm a mother. I'm a former teacher. So Jaysa and I have that in common. And I am currently in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, which is the Malibu of the Midwest, right on Lake Michigan. A lot of surfing.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
I'm not scared, but it's true.
That's so cool. I didn't know that. That's awesome. I have to ask before we move forward. Is it cold in Wisconsin?
At certain times of year. Yeah, it's chilly now, but the summers are beautiful and the fall's great. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You know, there's certain places where people always think that you only get one type of weather, but I always want to ask what people are from different areas. Anyway, random thoughts.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so you've been doing it for 3 years. We talked a little bit, but tell me how you got into it, right? So you were a teacher. I know you told me you're internationally. How did you get into wanting to do podcasts for women?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, really, when I think about it, my whole life I've been interested in women's stories. So I was a teacher. I was a middle school teacher, and my husband and I taught internationally. We were in Nigeria for 6 years, and we were in Nigeria with our family when the pandemic happened. So we came back to the States, finished teaching online, and it was at that point, my kids were pretty little, and I was like, you know what? It's going to be really hard to keep teaching online and in person when my daughter, there's no daycare. And I was like, I think it's time for me to pivot. You know, it's time for me to pursue that dream of helping women. And with my students, I had done a lot of audio and video projects. I really loved helping them make podcasts, helping them make videos. And I first started out actually as a VA, and one of my clients was a productivity coach, and she had a podcast and a YouTube channel. And it was just really cool work. I was like, oh yeah, I love doing this. This really ties into what I've been doing my whole life.
Yeah.
And so then I took a deep dive into, you know, technique classes and SEO and a little bit of everything. And it was at that point that I was like, I'm going to start my own business. So I started the Ladies First Digital Media Company. As you can tell in the name, I really focus on women. And recently I shifted into the coaching space because while there are some clients who do want year-round producing, you know, weekly editing, everything for their podcast, a lot of people are looking for a coach to help get their podcast off the ground and design it intentionally. Because you can find all that stuff out there, but it's easy to get overwhelmed in the information. And as someone who's been in the industry, I even worked for a podcast company for a half a year, and that was really interesting too. It's like there's tips and tricks you can use to really shape your show in a way that will help you achieve your business goals. So you got to be intentional with it, right? Based on what you want your podcast to do for you. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
How did you get into it, right? So I have a friend who is also jumping into the podcast world professionally. And something he told me was how he did the same thing, you know, classes and trying to find the tips and tricks here and there. But working with an actual company allowed him to really learn how to apply it. Like he said, intentionally, being intentional is huge. So how did you come across people that were willing to work with you as someone new and just wanting to learn to be a better podcast producer?
Yeah. At that point, I had a couple clients of my own and I was producing their podcasts. And then I saw this job opportunity to be a podcast manager and really work on show notes and social media. And I was like, this is cool. And the one thing I like, this podcast company is called Novice Studios. They're in North Carolina. Shout out to them. They focus on women podcasters as well. So really elevating women. So it was definitely something I was in line with. And all their podcasters are from North Carolina, which is really cool. So they had, so since I already had kind of some of that experience, they just welcomed me into the fold. And it was great. It was interesting being on a team, right? And different people were in charge of different things. And the deadlines were pretty fast. But it was great. It was a great opportunity to, you know, get a wide slice of podcasts and listen to them and help them grow their show and think about tips and tricks.
I like that. Okay. I'll definitely have to make sure I share more information on that because it's interesting, you know, when you are in this world where technology is huge, everyone is seeming to do a podcast or some sort of commentary and you don't realize it's an actual profession. It is things that people are pursuing. So I think as someone like me that grew up with a mom who was very blue collar career, she wanted me to go be a teacher. She wanted me to do things that made sense. It's important to promote that you can do something that is, you know, interesting, something that you like to do, such as talking and helping people get their message across. What would you say is a key tip that you've learned over these past years?
Yeah, well, there's so many. So let me think about where we want to start. I think, you know, often when people, once they have a podcast, you really have to think about how it comes across to other people. So really be intentional with your cover art. And I know when people first start out, they're a little shy about like putting their face on the cover art. And people spend a lot of time thinking of the name of their show, right? And if you do want your show to grow, you have to make sure that SEO-wise, search engine optimization-wise, you're going to be showing up when people search for types of podcasts. So when they're on iTunes and they're like, oh, I want a podcast about entrepreneurship. It's like, your title should somehow have entrepreneurship in there. So that's something, you know, you just really want to be intentional because a lot of times people think of really clever names and they're cute and they're fun, right? Yeah, but then it's like, it's not going to help you find listeners because they're going to come across it and be like, well, I don't really know exactly who that's for. And it's the same thing with your podcast description. So when people scroll right away at the beginning, you're going to want to say, hey, this podcast is for women entrepreneurs or stay-at-home moms, you know, or like, hey, if you're a stay-at-home mom, welcome. In this show, we talk about A, B, and C. Like, be very clear, very transparent about who your audience is. And, you know, sometimes people are, they don't want to niche down. But I think that's the magic of podcasting because there's so many shows out there, but the more you niche, the more you're talking specifically to that audience that you want, the more they're going to be able to find you. If you're too broad in general, people won't really know what you're about and if it's a good match.
That's important to talk about. And that I'm a Pinterest queen. I love Pinterest so much. So that's where I learned most of my tips and tricks. And that is something I come across all the time. SEO is so, it's very complex. And unless you understand what it means, and even me, I have no idea what I'm doing half the time. I think that is a very important tip because I'm still learning, like I said. So I'm getting my
episodes now, and I try to make sure I throw different pieces in my titles, and it has definitely made a difference. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's all I had to do. Just let them know. I love that.
And Jason, you bring up a good tip. I mean, podcasting, like anything, you have to kind of step away from the idea of perfectionism and having things be perfect, and you have to be willing to experiment, try different things, and then see what resonates with your audience and kind of let them take the lead. You have to be flexible in that sense. You know, you might think it's going to go this way, but really it might go a different direction, and that's okay. So be open to trying new things.
I like that. Would you say that when people are jumping into podcasts, right? So I have a lot of people that are interested in it. And something that I've seen is the idea of getting into like a persona. Do you see that a lot when you are working with people that are entering the podcast world? Or do you think that it may last a little bit longer if they're just themselves? What is your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend being yourself, because you're going to slip back into yourself no matter what anyway. And to be honest, people want to know you. They want to know the real you, and you're valuable that way. And if they don't jive with the way you are, then they're not your ideal listener, and that's okay, because there's millions and millions of listeners out there. So yeah, definitely be you, including your accent, your quirks. You know, that's, I think that's a great thing to embrace. I have my own podcast called You Betcha She Did, and it's kind of like a Midwest saying, right? Like, did she do that? You betcha she did. And I'm like, I really embrace my Midwest accent that comes out from time to time, and like funny things we say in the Midwest, because that's the audience I'm marketing to. So yeah, definitely be yourself. Don't be anyone different.
Like, that's important. I had to make sure I asked, because I see that all the time, and I'm like, how do you maintain that? I know, I try. Yeah. Oh, it's horrible.
Yes.
Okay, so we talked about the ways that we can grow, definitely with SEO. That is very important to make sure we focus on. Tips to starting it, right? So you have a lot of history with jumping in and helping people maintain it and things of that nature. What would you say is key for people just starting out, either low budget or just wanting to do it for fun and kind of in that range?
Yeah. I mean, the nice thing about podcasting is it can be really low budget. There's free hosting platforms, very cheap equipment you can get that'll be just fine. But I think, when you're starting out, I think you have to look at your personality. If you're a do-it-yourself kind of person, a DIYer, you can definitely find the info out there, but you got to dig and kind of apply it. There's courses if you want. You could seek a coach like myself, and we can work together for 3 months. I like to think of the beginning of podcasting, I call it the 6 pillars of podcasting. Okay. So the first pillar is like designing your show. What's the goal for your show? How do you design and create a show based on what you want it to do? Another one is recording one-on-one, like learning how to use the mic, the placement, you know, figuring out where you're going to record. Like, do you need a sound filter, a pop mic filter, things like that. The next part is editing. So editing 101, like how do you take your sound and make it as crisp as possible? You know, really get that voice coming. Another part is content creation. So planning out, and by that, I mean, you know, try to plan out 12 episodes in advance. You might shift, but think about your workflow. What are the topics coming out? How can you be intentional with seasonality and things that are coming around? And then starting to create a workflow, right? Because if you are going to do a weekly podcast, it's a lot of work. So if you don't have a workflow or a batch system in place, you're going to get burned out really quickly. And that happens to a lot of podcasters. They go through pod fade, right? They're like super excited, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, this is taking up more time than I thought. But if you have a workflow in place where you can kind of get ahead, it's going to be a lot easier. What else is there? Social media is a big thing. So I feel like half of podcasting is creating your content, recording it, editing. And then the other half is promoting the amazing ideas you have. And again, thinking about who is your show for. You know, if it's for professionals, maybe you want to promote it on LinkedIn. If it's for moms, maybe you want to go on Instagram and Pinterest, you know, like know where your audience is, and where, what kind of content you need to make for your show. So they find it. I think I might be forgetting one, but I those are like the key things to think about. So once you kind of cover those areas, those 6 pillars, then you're kind of ready to go and keep producing week after week. But you got to kind of dive into those different areas, determine them for yourself, and then give it a go. Step into a world of connection with others.
Yes. And that's so interesting that you point that out. I remember, like I told you, I've been doing this for 4 years. And over these 4 years, oh my goodness, have I gone up and down? I apologize to my viewers every other month because I'm like, I'm burning myself out because I will start with the batch way and do it like that. I'm like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. cool. But then I've gotten to the mindset of alignment. So if my topic does not align with what I'm going through or what I actually want to share, I won't do it. And I think that that's been providing more quality content. So I definitely understand that. Oh my goodness, have I just faded out and then just come back like, okay, yeah, nothing happened. Don't worry about it. Would you say that? Oh, gravy. I lost my question. Oh, come back to me. Oh, content. Okay, content creation. With content creation, how do you, I guess, gauge it? When you're coaching with someone, right, you have so many different ways that you can create content. You want it to be engaging. You want to make sure that you are touching on the niche. And you also want to follow, I guess, again, Pinterest Queen, the things that are put on Pinterest, you know, engagement, asking questions and the polls and stuff like that. How do you decide this is what you should do? Or do you have a blanket foundation for people trying to produce their content?
Yeah, no, it's pretty tailored, again, based on what they want to do with their show, right? So let's say it's someone who is a coach, right? And they want to create a podcast to share their expertise, then they really shouldn't do a whole lot of interview episodes, like maybe one interview a month, but the rest of that content they're creating should be showing their expertise. You know, maybe they're doing some live coaching. Maybe they're giving some really good tips. Episodes should be shorter than, you know, like I would say 20 minutes or less. So you can just give them bite-sized information. That what we found in the industry is that 22 minutes, believe it or not, is the podcast sweet spot for most podcasts. Again, it varies if you're like, you know, if you, what is it called? If you're like a crime, true crime podcast, you could definitely do longer, things like that. Mm-hmm. But if it's more like offering tips and stuff like that, 22 minutes is the length of the average commute. And you think people running errands, people going for a walk. And another, like if you go on iTunes and look at your analytics, you can look at how long through the episode people are listening. And that's a really good thing to gauge too. Like if you notice, you're like, I'm getting a lot of people listening to only like 67% of a 30-minute episode, right? Then it's like, hey, maybe I need to make my episode, instead of 30 minutes, 20 minutes. And then they'll get through all of it. And then maybe they'll even have a chance to listen to the next one, you know, do a little binging. So those are all different things to think about with your audience. But it's got to be kind of tailored, right? You know your audience. Like you're talking to a lot of moms and entrepreneurs and wives. So it's like, we know what their day is like. We know it's really busy, right? They only have like pockets of time. So how do we get them good info in that short amount? So that's kind of what I'm talking about when we think about really being intentional with content.
Oh, that is, oh my goodness, that is gravy. I love that. That is so good. Because my husband will go back and forth because he's a podcaster. He loves to listen to podcasts. And I mean, like, you should make them longer. And I'm like, I don't know what else to talk about for this episode. And his are like hours long. I'm like, what could men sit here and talk about for this long? But then I do. I look at my analytics and I'm like, no, we're good at our 20-minute spot.
Yes.
I definitely agree. Okay. I started off on YouTube. In April, I'm definitely hoping to transition. I have a new podcast that I'm putting together. What would you say were the benefits of YouTube? What would you think are key?
Great question. I think if you have the time, the bandwidth, do it. But there's different ways to do it. And the reason it's a pro is because it's just a different audience. There's the people who love listening to audio, right? They're on their phone, they're in their headphones. That's one audience. And then there's a whole another group of people that like to get their information from YouTube, and that's growing. So it just gives you more exposure, but you don't have to necessarily put the whole video out. You could use YouTube just to put like a YouTube short of your episode, like a little teaser, just to have people come across it as a YouTube short and say, ooh, that's interesting. Like, I want to check out that podcast. Recently, earlier this year, YouTube has allowed channels to have a podcast site. So you just take your podcast RSS feed, it connects automatically, and it's a static image unless you're doing the video, but it'll automatically upload it. And some people do like listening to it, even though it's a video, if that makes sense. Yeah. So you could go just the let it connect automatically where it's a video and just an image. Yep. You could do a YouTube short to kind of generate more interest. Mm-hmm. Or if you have the time to do more editing, you got to make the thumbnail and everything, then you can do the actual video.
Yeah.
So it just depends on how much time you have, I guess. That's what it comes down to my clients.
And that's interesting. I didn't think about how it is two different audiences, because I guess that does actually make a lot of sense as you describe it. There are a lot of people that just want to listen to it. And I think that as we are, again, transforming into more of a technological society, that is huge. People have no time to sit there on their phones and actually watch it. And you're spending so much time with lighting. You want to make sure that your outfit looks decent.
Exactly.
You know, it's so much work, but it's not what people are interested in most of the time. So that is very interesting. Thank you for that tip. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What would you say would be a great tip for guests, people being guests on podcasts? I know, like I told you, I'm very awkward. So cool. I know just for me being the host, I have to like stay motivated. But as a guest, how would you help people?
Yeah. I think, you know, really, like I just started doing this recently, actually, for my own podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they sign up for an interview time, you know, ask them like, hey, what is one or two things you really want to get out of this podcast episode? Mm-hmm. That you really want my audience to know. So you make sure it's like reciprocal relationship, right? Oh. You make sure your guest is getting some worth out of it. You know, your audience is. I like to ask my guests one or two tips that they think would be really helpful for my audience. I think a lot of people appreciate just some questions beforehand. Like some people are great talking off the cuff, but for some people, I mean, it depends on your podcast.
Yeah.
They haven't been on a lot of podcasts, so they're not used to speaking. And they could really use that prep time. So like you did, we did a little icebreaker before, and I find that super helpful too, to be like, oh, let me get some background. Like, oh, look, we connect here. Like, that's great. So that kind of stuff I think is very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just try to make people relax. Like, I think that's the key too, because your guests might be nervous. So, you know, just reassure them, kind of give them a rundown of like, here's what's going to happen. It's very low stakes. You know, it's okay if you mess up, we can fix that.
I love that. It is funny because, again, I'm learning. So there's different things that I've done in the very beginning. Like I would send people a book of different tips, like, hey, make sure you don't wear white because of the color, you know, you're going to see everything. Or, hey, here's a list of questions. And they love it, and it definitely helps. But then I've learned towards the end, people are trying to read directly from the list of questions. And I'm like, okay, let's not. I want you to be comfortable. Yeah. You know, I'm a friend. We're here. We're just talking about your life. Tell me what's going on. And I think that it's definitely a middle ground, at least for my audience and the people I bring on. Like, okay, I want to hear about your life. I want you to tell me your journey, especially in the entrepreneur side. What did you go through? You know, be honest with me. But I definitely think that it has helped providing all of those resources. So I love that. I definitely appreciate that. Okay. So I have to ask before we go and I let you enjoy the rest of your day, what does a coaching session for podcasters look like with you?
Yeah, great question. I guess I'll just speak to what it's like to work with me to launch a podcast.
Yeah.
That's something I'm working on right now. Mm-hmm. So I've done a lot of research and just kind of picking people's brains about what are their biggest obstacles. And for a lot of people, they really want someone to expertly guide and help shape their podcast and give them feedback.
Yeah.
So what I do right now is a 12-week podcast launch package,
okay,
where it's 6 weeks of live classes, mm-hmm, where each week we talk about one of those pillars of podcasting. Like the first one, like, let's talk about designing your show. But first, let's look at what's the goal of your show. And then let's, you know, and then they have homework because I'm a teacher. So their homework is like, I want you to design your cover art, your tagline, and your description. They send it to me. And then I give feedback right away. Like, this is good, but you need to add this and this for SEO. Let's think about this for your audience. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And then the next week, it's like, we're going to go over recording 101. I want you to record yourself, you know, doing your description. I'm going to give you feedback. I'm like, move your mic closer, turn up your game, let's change this. So they know how to do it without, you know, otherwise it takes hours of like, I don't know, I'm trying to figure it out, right? So the idea is in 6 weeks, you've got your podcast launched, you've got, mm-hmm, 12 weeks of shows already thought out, mm-hmm, and then you have me like for office hours and questions for the next 6 weeks. So as your show is unrolling, you're getting it out there, you can come pick my brain about anything, any problems you're encountering, you know, solutions you might need for workflow or promoting, things like that, editing again. So, because I found that it's nice to help launch people, but it's also nice to give them a little help after that, just as, you know, new things come up and they're like, yes, now they feel ready to keep going on their own after that.
Oh, how amazing. I love that. That is awesome. That would definitely save a lot of people a lot of time. I love that. That is so great. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah,
do you mind giving us your social media or a way that we can contact you to book those sessions?
Yeah, that'd be great. So again, my name is Raina Rapicki, and my company is called The Ladies First Digital Media Company. So you could just search that. Also, you could find my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is called You Betcha She Did. And you can also listen to my podcast, You Betcha She Did. Instagram, it's ladiesfirstdigitalmedia.co. And then You Betcha She Did as well. So yeah, feel free to reach out. I'm on LinkedIn a lot too, if that's a platform you're on as well.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. And I do have a specific page on my website with all of your information so they can also find it there. So definitely make sure you guys go and check out all of your information. I know I will. I'm intrigued. I really am. I appreciate you definitely spending time with me and sharing the information. I know this is going to help me. I have a lot of women I'm going to directly send this video to that actually wants to start a podcast. I am just over the moon. I'm really excited to work with you in the future. I hope that that's something you're interested in.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks so much, Jason. I appreciate talking to you today.
Yeah, thank you so much. Guys, as always, please make sure you subscribe. You turn on your notifications, like, share, comment. And again, go to the website, audacityofwomen.com, under the podcast tab, right? We're going to go down the CEO talk. And you will see everything about Raina. It is going to be her social media, her website, her email, everything you could possibly need to get in contact, and make sure you book your podcast coaching session. Okay. I am Jaysa. This is just Jaysa, and this was CEO Talk. Until next time.
All right, guys, that was our episode. Thank you so much for listening to this amazing interview from another CEO. Here at CEO Talk, The Women's Journey, we like to make sure that we are catering to our audience. So if you are interested in being a CEO or you want to just be a guest on the Just Jaysa platform, please make sure you visit our website, audacityofwomen.com, and go under the podcast section. On that same section, you're going to find the sign up links. Go ahead and sign up with us to be a guest on any of the Just Jaysa platforms, okay? That could be CEO Talk, that could be Just Jaysa Saturdays, or our new segment, which is Awareness and Heritage Panels. And lastly, our biggest one, which will be coming now in May, Contrary to the Culture. So make sure you go ahead and sign up. I would love to have some new guests. But before you go, thank you so much again for watching or listening, depending on your platform. Make sure you like, share, comment, but of course, subscribe to all of our channels on our platforms, as well as turn on your notifications so you don't miss any future interviews. Thank you so much. I'm your host, Jaysa Kane. Until next time.
To whoever may need this nugget of encouragement, things will be alright, so quit your worry. I get it, the odds can stack back against the wall, but even consider it such, know you'll stand tall. Sat and watch from the sidelines, one too many times. Wicked games to play, make me wanna lose my mind. Found solitude, knowing it'll be over soon.